Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and everyone, welcome. This is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. I'm always nervous, you know, whenever I do these shows, and I think the reason I do them is because I always worry that something bad's going to happen or whatever. But today, my guest is supposed to be this lady who I've known for. I've known her for quite a while, actually. And the thing that's interesting about her is she is known for making predictions about marriages, not just marriages, but who you're going to marry. Like, she has been, and please believe it or not, for having predicted over 750 marriages. The predictions, she even gave a prediction with me. And she predicted who I'm supposed to marry, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, the circumstances, the name of the person, you know, approximately the name of the person. She guessed when the birth date of the person was going to be, you know. She guessed, supposedly I've not met this person yet, but this is the prediction that she's made. So when she comes on, I'm going to ask her all about this. And hopefully she'll be on in a few minutes. I gave her the call-in number, so I'm always nervous about this part of the show when I wait for the guests to call in, because I always make sure that they know what to do as far as calling in. And so I always get nervous about that. She is... known, I mean, she is also the daughter of another psychic named Nikki Dane, who I'm also good friends with. And it's interesting, you know, their styles are different. Like one, like for instance, Jill will only talk about you, whereas Nikki will talk about everybody that relates to you, you know. So hopefully she will be calling in soon. And if, and wait a minute, I think that might be her. I'm clicking the on-air button. It's not working. You there? Okay. She's calling in, but I'm trying to press the on-air button. You there?
Jonathan, you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Doing good. I always get nervous right before. I always worry that, you know, that people, you know, the guests that I'm going to interview are going to not get the number right or whatever. And I hope you don't mind. This is basically what I said about you in the description on the show. I said that you predicted over 750 marriages. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct.
Now, exactly, it's interesting. Is you've also made a prediction. You made a prediction on when I was going to meet my future spouse, right?
Correct.
And you said it was going to...
My life is on Lifetime for all the marriages that I predicted. Everyone could go on YouTube.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you said that I was the reason I wanted to ask you about the prediction that I made was about that you made for my marriage, I mean, from the woman that I'm going to marry, I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk, is because I want to make sure that, because this is going to be archived.
Okay, go ahead.
The radio show is going to be archived. So you said that I was going to marry someone named Linda or Mary, is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and she was going to be about a couple of years older than me, like 3 to 4 years older than me.
Correct, 4 years older.
4 years older. And that she was going to have, and that she was going to be born a few days before Christmas, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and she was going to have like blonde hair or light eyes or something?
Blondish brown hair and light eyes.
Blondish brown hair and light eyes, okay. Yeah. The reason is that I want to make sure that...
First, why don't you tell me about your show?
Oh, well, what I do is I I've been doing this for a long time, and not a long time, but a couple of like months now. And what's interesting is that I just got the idea for it because it just seemed like a good way to help people out. The name of my show is Life, Laughter, Happiness.
What a nice title.
I just wanted it to be a nice universal name to where that, you know, anybody could call in or anybody could talk about anything, you know.
When did you start the radio show?
It was about, I think it was back in August was when I did it.
Very nice.
It was a neat thing to do. I mean, they say that Geminis are into communication, huh?
Right, right.
Yeah. And it was something I did for the sake of relaxation, because I've had two of the Survivor contestants on. So
what did you have on your show?
You know, the people who were on Survivor?
Right.
Yeah, I had two of the winners. One from Survivor 6 and another one from Survivor 3.
Oh, nice. Tell me about it.
Well, it was what happened was that I had them on. I was a little nervous about it because I was just...
You should never be nervous on radio. It's an open mic. I've been
on
radio since I was 6 years old. You should never be nervous.
I was telling everyone about your mom. How is she?
My mother's doing fabulous. Thank you. She was just on Court TV.
Oh, she was?
Yes, she was. She was for one of the murder cases that she solved.
Is she doing better? Or?
Oh, thank God, yes. She's doing fabulous. She's doing amazing.
Okay, because I was worried about her for a while there.
No. She's doing amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. One of these days, when I do the show, I want to have you both on.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Because I've never talked to you both on the phone at the same time. And I was telling everyone, and also, just so you know, while we're doing the show, we have a chat room as well.
Oh, wow. Do people write in?
Yeah, people have, people are logging into the chat room. There's not a lot of people in there, but... there's a guest number, and I can have as much as, like, four other people calling in addition to me, which is neat, which is nice. And I scheduled this show for an hour, but I kept calling you today because I was wanting to make sure that we were still on for the interview it's interesting. It's been really rough couple of months for me money-wise, though. But I've been trying to get over this. So I think I've been trying to get over this little bit of depression by doing radio, you know.
Why are you depressed?
Money-wise. It was money.
Okay. No matter what happens, it will come back around. You should never be depressed about money. Money is not everything in life.
Yeah. I know. It's rough. I mean, one time, I want to ask you something. When you and your mother go somewhere, because I know you're both psychics.
Right.
Does it affect how you relate to one another?
Not at all. Not at all. My mother is a fabulous psychic, and she's been doing it she's been on radio and television for, you could say, since she's 39. So she's 75, 40 years. It's a very long time. And I've been on radio and TV since I was 6 years old, and that's 34 years I've been on radio.
What made you decide to do radio?
Well, my mom used to bring me on the radio with her, and then I used to be on WID when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own show sitting next to Larry King and with my mom.
Right.
When I was 13, I was in Tampa, and I predicted the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C. to the time, to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept going on and on, and I started loving radio, but I could never do radio alone. And I always had, like, a fear of the radio, and one day my mom didn't let me know I was having my own radio show in South Beach. It was a 5-day show, on drive time. And next thing you know, from there, she said to me, Jill, come and do a radio show with me. And I didn't want to do it. And I said, I finally agreed to go. And she says, what would you like? And I said, I want a cup of coffee. And she left the station and left me there by myself. And next thing I know, they're playing Love Will Keep Us Together. It's the Jill Dane Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up having, from there on, it was my own radio show, and I would do the show all alone. And
I
have a show here in South Florida that I've had for 12 years.
And now, what exactly,
Sunday.
When you do the readings, because you know, I've had psychics on before.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the guests call in, and then they ask questions, and you know, the is it okay to give the guest number out? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. If anybody wants to call, the 646-716-8659. Okay.
Is this on the internet? How do people hear the show?
Well, they hear it on the internet is what they do.
Oh,
they
okay.
They go to the website.
The website?
Huh?
What is your website?
It's Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio?
BLOG Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm leaving on a plane tomorrow. They're having a big parade in Wisconsin for me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Sci-Fi Cafe, and there's going to be a big parade in mine and Michelle Sparrow's name.
I have a question when you ask this, because I've asked all the other psychics I've had on this. When you see something, you make a prediction, how does it manifest itself? I've had psychics say it comes in the form of them seeing a yellow rose. I've had another psychic who tells me that she sees, like, a bill of pressure in the back of her head. How does it manifest itself for you?
It's like a video camera that's, like, right in front of me.
I see. Okay, I think we have a caller. Is it okay if we let this caller in the air?
Go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, it's Jill Dane. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jill.
How do you like my sweetheart Jonathan's radio show?
Oh, well, it's my first time tuning in, actually.
It's your first time?
Yes.
Okay.
But sounds pretty interesting so far. I have a question. How do these messages come to you about who's going to get married and all of this? How do they come to you?
How does it come to me? It's like a video camera. I've been on radio and TV since I was 6 years old making major predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on the morning show and predicted that the first hurricane was going to hit after the 17th. Because I see things in front of me. And I said it would happen after the 17th, and it would be Jamaica, and it would be Mexico. And look what happened, the first two hurricanes. What was it, Jamaica and Mexico?
Right, right, right.
And then I saw bombings in London, and I saw the numbers after June, the end of June, and beginning July and the end of June, there were bombings in London.
Okay.
You have to realize when you're I solve murder cases. I solve.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, so I've been doing this my whole life. There are a lot of people that are just coming out, you know, using their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has intuition. It's
okay.
Just that you have to use your intuition. How about you? Like, if you pick up a phone, you know who's on the other line sometimes, correct?
No.
No? Before you hear it?
Well, I have quality, so.
See, there you go. So you know who's on the other line. See, you have
yeah.
a little help there. Yeah, no, but, you know, everyone has intuition. There are times where some people are taking a test,
mm-hmm.
and they'll circle, you know, they'll go through the numbers 1, you know, to, like, 50, let's just say, and your first, let's say you go to number 6, and you circle A, and then you keep going, and then you go back to 6, and you cross it out, and you make it a B. Your first intuition should be telling you it was A. You never change it.
Correct.
And you should always go by your first intuition, even in relationships and with people.
Okay.
You know, there are times where people are in relationships, and they know that the person's not right for them, but they still stay in it.
Right, that's true.
But your intuition's telling you, you know what, something's wrong, the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
But you still stay there. And then later on you're like, oh, my God, why didn't I listen to my first intuition?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I have a question. Do you see me getting married?
Well, what is your birthday, by the way?
Sure, May 20th, 1972.
1972?
Yes.
And so you are 35?
Yes, over the hill.
Over the hill?
Wait a minute. Did you say May 20th, 1972?
Yes.
That's 8 days before me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I thought I'd bring that up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm always meeting people around my birth date. I don't know why.
Okay.
That's a good sign there. And I love Geminis. Geminis are wonderful, but then again, not all Geminis are the same.
That's
true. See, like, Jonathan, when's your birthday?
Oh, May 28th, 1972.
You see? So you both are almost the same, right? But you both are totally opposite.
Right. Yeah, I'm more Taurus, I think.
I was
born late.
Right. But you should never, like, if someone says, I've heard, you know, when I predict, I'll say, let's say you're going to meet a Libra, right? Meaning you, right? And let's say someone met a Libra and they said, oh, it was a horrible sign for me. It wasn't a great sign. Libras are not good, right?
Right.
Not all Libras are the same.
Right.
Because at my lectures, I've had people born the same day, same time, same birth year, and they were totally opposite.
Right.
Yeah, but you're going to end up meeting a Libra.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I've already met two.
Did you hear what I just said to you?
I heard what you just said to me.
Did you hear what I said? Just because you meet Libras and they're not, you know, they haven't been great, right?
Well, no, they were great. It's just...
No, but meaning that they didn't work out.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that another Libra is not going to be good, and you will. You still have until you're 35 now, you still have until after your 41st year to get married.
Oh. Oh.
You have a little bit of time to go. And sometimes it's like, oh, my God, that's so long. But you see already these past 5 years already passed.
Okay.
And they went by so fast.
They did.
You know, and now you're coming into some good years. So that doesn't mean that you're not going to meet anybody in between. But you have until your 41st year till you meet the right person.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right.
Hello? John,
hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I said, is your picture on this talk radio?
Yes, it is. It is.
Oh, are you handsome? You're such a beautiful guy. Look at you.
Oh, do you see the picture?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do you, like, if you give a prediction, I mean, do you usually just need the name or the birthday, or is it...
Yeah, I like the names. You know, birthdays, you know, I just love birthdays. You know, like I just said, not everybody's the same. I just love birthdays. I really like the name of the person, too.
But do you like which do you like more, the name or the birthday?
It really doesn't matter, either or. Either or.
I see.
Did you get yourself on YouTube yet?
No, I haven't got myself on YouTube.
Well, your listeners, if they want, they could go on YouTube and type in Jill Dane. And,
oh, I see.
And they could listen to the Lifetime special on there. They could watch the show of Lifetime about all the marriages that I predicted.
Yeah, you predicted a marriage that, like, what they was with someone that had a weird name or something. You know,
it's on the YouTube. It's there was a girl, she was dating a Modi. And her name was Annette, and I told her she was going to meet another Modi. And she thought, oh, my God, Jill, you're crazy. And she goes, I've been with this person 3.5 years. Why would I meet another person? Next thing, they broke up, and she met someone, and his name is Modi, and they got married. And Modi's
really?
A very odd name.
Modi?
Moti.
Moti.
Moti. M-O-T-I. Moti.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know anybody named Modi.
Yeah,
kind of like, you know, with Seinfeld.
But everyone has different names, you know, so I never heard that name myself. And
what's funny is I think I've told you this many, many times, but if they ever did a movie about your life, you know who I would want to play you, right?
Who?
Marissa Tomei.
I love Marissa Tomei.
Well, the reason I say that is your voice sounds like Susan Vito.
Oh, Susan Vito. Yeah. Oh, in that movie, huh?
What?
Oh, in the movie? What,
yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like Susan Vito with ESP. I mean, it's just that, you know, she knew everything, but it was like, imagine your dear.
Okay.
So it was, and your mother, I would pick Olympia Dukakis, you know.
My mother's the best, you know.
I guess what I meant by if it makes you relate differently is, like, for instance, do you complete each other's sentences, or do you...
Yes, we do. And the
like,
one
if something's going to happen...
The one wonderful thing about my mother is that when I was growing up, you know, back in the 70s, you know, my mom was on all these talk shows, and she was on To Tell the Truth, Will the Real Mickey Dane Please Stand Up, and she was the one who really brought psychic abilities out in this world with her, and a really great person by the name Dorothy Allison, and Sybil Leek, and Sean Robbins, I'm sorry, and all these people, you know, were like fabulous psychics. They were like really, really good psychics. And so, you know, all these people, my mom was always like in the national choir, the top 10 psychics, and they would send them out to all these, you know, different places, and they would also murder cases and unsolved mysteries, and they did all these fabulous things. So growing up, I was immune to all these things, you know, and, you know, ever since I was little, when I was 6 years old, I got kicked out of kindergarten for telling the teacher what she was about to write on the board. So my mother, you know, because everyone knew who my mom was, it was okay for me. But when she was growing up, that wasn't really out there when she was like 11 years old. And she got tested by the highest rabbi and the highest psychiatrist, and they told my grandmother, your daughter is very psychic, and about my mother. But so when I was younger, it was okay for me to speak. My mom would always say, Jill, say whatever you say. And I used to say what I would say. And that's how I got kicked out of kindergarten. And, you know, growing up being, you know, who I am, you know, it was a different childhood because all my friends knew, you know, nobody was afraid of it. And, you know, when I would go be with my girlfriends at the age like 11, 12 years old, when I would go to one of my girlfriends' house, their mothers would be like, oh, Jill, come sit with us for a few minutes. And next thing you know, the whole night goes by, and I'm sitting with them answering questions for them. And that was my life. And we got flown to the Presley Mansion right after Elvis died, and I got flown to Portland, and I predicted Mount St. Helen would burst within like 3 months, and 3 months later it did. And this has been, you know, my life. You know, I haven't stopped. And when I was younger, you know, people didn't know. Like when I would say, oh, do you know what a Sag is? And people wouldn't know what a Sag is. You know, if you look at today, people are more in tune. Back then, it was only called ESP. And now people are, like, into all this. But back then, if you would say, do you know what Mercury retrograde was? People wouldn't know what Mercury retrograde was.
Mercury retrograde is when things start going crazy, right?
It's when things go backwards, you know, and you have to watch. And right now, we're in a Mercury retrograde right now. It's
right.
Mercury retrograde right now, and everything goes backwards. You watch communication. You're not supposed to sign anything that's so important unless it's pre-hand ahead of time. Your technical difficulties, watch communication with loved ones, with work, you know, and basically it keeps going all the way until, you could say, the middle of November. And then
I want to ask you something now. Do you have any kids?
Do I have children? Of course, I have two.
Okay, how old are they?
My son is 9, and my daughter is 5.
Okay, what about your son? Has he inherited anything from you?
Has he inherited? He has a website, Jimmy. It's JimmyLevy.com. He's very artistic. He's been painting since he was 2 years old. He speaks 6 fluent languages. He's the top 17 kids in the gifted program in school. He's brilliant, and he's extremely intuitive.
Jimmy Levy.
JimmyLevy.com. And He made this beautiful painting for the New Orleans victims and gave all the money to New Orleans. He spent his own money and made it. And when New Orleans, when he saw it on TV, he wanted to do something for New Orleans, and he made this gorgeous painting, which he did within 20 minutes. And we put it on T-shirts, and he sold it, and all the money went to the doctors. And, you know, he's extremely psychic. When he was two, he kept using his intuition a lot. And in these paintings, when they did an article about him, he said about his artwork, he says he uses his intuition, he channels through Van Gogh and Picasso, and art is his passion. And I don't use the word channeling, so I don't know where he got that from.
Because it was interesting, because, I mean, it must be interesting when all three of you are in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, or what?
The teachers all ask him questions. I remember when he was 3 years old, his teacher, you know, had just met someone. And Jimmy says, you know, he had just came from Israel, this teacher. And Jimmy looked at the teacher and said, your boyfriend has to go home. And he was like 3.5 years old, and his teacher's name was Aviva at the time. And the teacher goes, "No, Jimmy, he just got here. What are you talking about?" So when the thing was that night, she called me up and she said, "Jill, Jimmy's telling me he has to go home. What does that mean? I don't understand." I go, "Well, if Jimmy says he has to go home, he's going home." And then the next day, he got a phone call from Israel that he had to go back. You know, that was intuition. My husband had gas stations at the time, and Jimmy was at the beach. He was 3 years old, and he said, "Daddy hurt himself. The police are taking him away." And we're like, "That's impossible." My mother-in-law kept calling me up, and I'm in the middle of about to do a radio show, and I said, "Nothing's wrong with my husband." And she called one gas station. He wasn't there. The second one, they said, "Oh, your son just broke his foot. The ambulance just picked him up." So that's where he said he heard sirens, you know, and he was all the way on the beach, so he was nowhere near the gas station.
Let's see. We have another caller. Do you want me to put this person on the air?
Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay. Call, you on the air.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
How do you like Jonathan's show?
Oh, I love Jonathan's show. He's my hero. He's such a great supporter.
He's a great spirit, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He has a good heart and a good soul.
Absolutely. Anyway, I heard you were on the show tonight, and he said something that your specialty was predicting who the person is going to marry, and I thought I would ask you about that.
Well, first of all, I'm known for relationships, but I do predictions for all over the world. It's not just love, but that's what, you know, they label me because of all the marriages that I predicted. It's, you know, they called me the number one love psychic. They put that up there, but I'm known for everything. I've worked with many people as a medical intuitive. I've solved 6 murder cases in the past 7 years. And I work with major companies and major predictions on television. So what is the question about love?
So is that your area that you predict, you know, marriages and things like that?
Of course. Yeah, that's why my life was on Lifetime.
Do you feel any vibration or anything in that direction for me?
For marriage? What is your name and birthday?
My name is DT, and my birthday is June 29.
How did you get that name, DT?
I can explain that. She is a writer, and she uses DT as sort of a pen name.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
DT, why aren't you in California?
I am in California.
Oh, okay. Okay. What part are you in?
Los Angeles.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay, and what is your birthday?
June 29.
Okay. And the year?
1962.
Oh, so you're still 20 years old, right?
That's right.
you get younger, right?
That's right.
And more wiser.
That's what they tell me.
You belong writing for House.
I'm sorry?
You belong writing for the show House.
Oh, how do you feel that?
Because I do.
Oh, cool.
I do.
Is that one of your favorite shows?
No, I don't even watch it. It just hit me.
Oh, cool.
I don't even watch that show. I don't have to, honestly, I wish I had time to watch TV. I'm getting on a flight at around 7 o'clock in the morning. They're having a parade for me in Wisconsin that I'm coming out there. I wish I had time to watch TV. The only time I would make time to watch TV is that American Idol.
Oh, I love that show. That's my favorite show.
That I'll make time for because those are extremely excellent artists out there. These kids are extremely talented. And not that these other shows aren't, you know, but I'd love to see, you know, I'd love to hear music.
I do, too. They're very talented. And to go through tens and tens of thousands of applicants, it must be an absolutely grueling process. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
You know,
Simon, too. I mean, yeah.
You know, we sit on our living room couch and we watch that stuff, and from our living room it seems so easy, but being on the other side of the camera myself, it is absolutely not easy at all. It's like once you're on the behind side of the camera, in front of the camera, it is absolutely not easy at all because in addition to your talent, in addition to what you're doing, there are like 30 things you got to keep track of, and you have to make it seem like it's seamless to the audience. Like, none of that stuff is going on behind the scenes.
Oh, God.
And
it's, you know,
and
they
it's live, and it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, but they should shoot what really is going on behind the cameras. Good. That would be an interesting show.
That could be another show.
That's another show of its own.
Right.
So what is your real name?
My real name is Linda.
Linda. Okay. And let me just ask you, how did you get DT?
Johnny already told you. I'm a writer, and
right.
I use that as my
dating
pen name.
Tips.
I'm sorry?
Dating tips.
It's short for dating tips, which is the name of my column.
She gives advice to men.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That should be a show of its own.
It already has.
So.
Well,
I've had her on. I've had her on.
DT, so. You got to make that into a book.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. You should have all the information and just put everything all in one book. It's going to be a bestseller.
Thank you. I hope so.
I love it. I love it. And love life, if I could say, meeting the right person. You hear me, TK?
I do.
You know, it's been a crazy, if I could say, you could say 5.5 years.
Yes.
And I feel there's going to be more than one person there.
Okay.
More than one person. By your 47th year, everything becomes solid. And it's right around the corner.
I wish I would have somebody say to me, no, it's not around the corner, it's not in the car, it's good.
It is.
You're
is.
Just
it's not,
too hard
it,
to please,
it
and it's not going to happen. That's
not true, because
don't say that.
listen to me. You may have the strength on the outside, but on the inside you fall apart. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's been a tough 5.5 years. And if I could really say, you could say 20 years of your life, it's been a roller coaster ride. But, you know, when I say right around the corner, that's 2 years down the road. You hear me? And it goes by very fast. If I would have said to you when you were 40 in 2 years, it would have never happened because it's not true.
Do you have any idea what this person's like going to look like? Or
the person for her? It's going to be a Capricorn.
Okay.
You like Capricorn as DT?
I do, yes. Any idea where I will meet him or how I will meet him?
The person's going to be from New York.
That's a good thing. Okay.
And the person's going to be at least, if I could say, 5'10".
Yes.
Nice. I love the eyes. That's the one thing I do love, because the eyes tell all. And at least I see someone that you have good communication with and that you speak well together, and I trust. And it's not someone that is going to be seeing someone else at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And do we meet just bump into each other, or
no,
meet through
it's
a friend?
It's going to be through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be through work.
Someone that I know. Does someone else, is someone I know currently,
not anyone that you know currently.
Uh-huh.
No. It's going to be someone totally new. You do not know this person. And honestly, I don't want you to be with anyone that you know.
No, I'm not talking about the main person. You're saying that I'm going to meet the person through another person.
Through another person.
The through another person, do I know him or her?
No. No, not when this time comes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the distance thing? He lives here now, or?
No. He doesn't live there now. He will live there in 2 years.
Oh, so he's moving this way,
yeah,
so I don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, you're not going to have to move to New York. Even though I'd love you in New York, too, I'd love you both. I would love you back and forth, New York and California.
She can get a lot done in California. I don't know if this is an interesting story. Can I tell her the MySpace story?
Sure.
She was, for a while, she had her account. It was deleted. And she actually went to the actual MySpace building, and she got it back.
What do you mean her account was deleted?
It got
hacked into by some bad person.
It got hacked into?
Hacked into, you know, it's a hacker.
Oh, okay. You could tell.
So they did some activity, you know, they either did spamming or whatever they did, and they got tossed off. The account got tossed off because whatever they were doing was against MySpace policy. So usually it's like a spammer or something like that.
Okay.
So
did they catch the person?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of, or not that anyone has told me.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And so what was on this MySpace?
That's where I have my daily column.
Okay. And you got it
back? Yeah, I got it back, which is like, you know, super, super hard because they have over 200 million subscribers and they don't have time for stuff like this. It's just, you know, they don't physically have the manpower in order to answer every question and and to help every person that gets hacked. I'm sure this happens thousands of times over, you know, with a 200 million person subscriber base. I'm sure it happens many, many thousands of times a day.
Oh,
so anyway, I feel very proud and very fortunate and very grateful to have gotten my account back.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So when
they really helped out this woman in distress.
I'm sorry?
They really helped out this woman in distress.
Oh, do you deal with women in distress?
Oh, no. It's an inside joke between me and her. See,
I give to kids in distress wherever I go, so...
Yeah, what it is basically because she gives advice to men, you know, she feels that, you know.
Oh, we got to get like my new. I have a new website coming out.
You do?
Yes, I do. It's a brand new website, and I would love that. So, do you have a website?
Do
you have a website?
I have the MySpace account right now, and I'm going to be.
You got to get a website going.
I know, I'm...
Why are you procrastinating here?
Because for me to get a website going, I want it to be really wazoo, and it's going to take 2 or 3 or 4 months out of my time, and I don't have that kind of time right now. To me, it's more important to finish the book and get the book out,
okay.
And that's my priority. So once I get the majority of what I need to get done, I'm like in the final... The book is already written. I'm just in the final editing stages of it. And I need to get that out first and stop making excuses and stop getting distracted. My feeling is if I stop and then do the website, I mean, I'm just going to get distracted. I know me.
Yep.
So I have to get the priority done first. And the book is going to be my bread and butter, so that's got to go first.
Excellent. Then you're going to, once you make that money, you're going to hold on to your finances. and you're not going to let them slip out of your hands either, correct?
I would hope so. I'm a businesswoman, so I would hope so. I mean, I'll probably just end up putting the money back into the business because I don't want to just end at one book. You know, I have a lot of projects. I'll probably also write, you know, the women. Once I get done with the men's book, I will write the women's book, and I have a whole bunch of books in my head actually. So this is not the end of the road for me by any means. I have a lot more I want to do.
Yeah, this is not going to be your only book anyways. But I don't want you to think there's not going to be love. You hear me?
Why? It'd be easier for me.
No, because everything...
I wish someone would tell me there's not going to be love. You're just too hard to please.
No,
forget
that's
it.
Not true. Everything is, everything is timing.
I guess. Should I be doing anything now towards that end?
Yeah, you got to get out and about a little bit in the meantime and meet people. But once you see the red flags, it's time to walk away. You can't fix people.
I used to date quite a bit, and then I just got burnt out. I mean, there were some weekends where I went on 5 dates in one weekend.
That's
so
a whole book.
Wait.
That should be a whole book up in its own.
Well,
five
I mean, that's part of, you know, my research in the field, so to speak. So, but, you know, I just got burnt out, and I'm not the type of person that is going to hook up with somebody just because I'm lonely or I'm bored or whatever. I know on the first date whether this person is going to work or not. I mean, that's my business. That's what I'm writing about. I know.
But she has talked. One of the reasons why I wanted you to talk to her, Jill, is this woman has talked to over 20,000 men.
Oh, my God, that is
in interviewing for my book.
So if you can predict a woman, a guy that would be special for her, that's quite a prediction. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You could really stand out.
No, but there's a lot of times you could, you know, there's been a lot of times where people, you know, I predicted for someone that, you know, 20 years ago, I never saw them ever meeting anybody. And they're still, 20 years later, they're not with anyone. And then there are times where people dated for 20 or 25 years and they finally meet the right person in their life. There's a gentleman that just got married that I predicted. He's 60 years old, never met the right girl. And he said he dated thousands of girls.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't meet the right one. And he went on so many dates. He had relationships. Never met the right one. All of a sudden, just as a fluke, he said, someone introduced him, went on a date, and guess what? He's married. So everything in life is timing. And watch and see, your late 40s are going to be the best years of your life, going into your 50s.
Cool.
Yeah, you're not going to be by yourself. Sometimes it's good to be alone, but then again, you know, you're not meant to be alone.
Well, I don't think anyone is meant to be alone, not just me.
No, there are times where some people should be alone. You know, they're not meant for relationships. You know, I've read many, many people in my life. I've read over a million people in my life.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of people. And
you've never told someone, you know, have you ever told someone they might be better off being a nun or a priest?
Yeah, see, that's what I would love to hear.
Say that again?
I've never, that's what I would
no,
love to hear.
I'm just curious. I mean, have you ever looked
why,
at me?
Why would DT want to be a nun or a priest?
Because
well, I'm not saying
she
wants
that.
To be a nun or a priest. I'm just saying that
you know, that this is not in the cards for you, and that's it. Forget it. Pack it up. Forget
yeah,
it.
Have you ever told someone?
No, if that was the case, I tell you, you're going to be alone for the rest of your life. Yeah, that's not the case. I'm not saying that to you. I'm not telling you it's happening tomorrow either, but you still have a few years. You still have a few years. You got to get your book going. Once you get that book going, and once, you know, you finish that chapter of your life, all these other chapters are going to open. You're going to meet new people. You know, I don't want you... It's true. If you were someone right now anyways, you'd probably get distracted from your book. And distracted from a lot of things. So, you know, you're a beautiful person. You have a lot to give someone. You have a great heart. And you're going to meet somebody that has a stronger personality than you, but nice.
Mm.
That's what I keep telling myself. It has to be someone who is...
That you will not get bored with. And that
will someone
have
who's strong, actually stronger than I am.
But also that has humor to them.
Mm-hmm. By the way, is this person that you see her with, is she going to be in the military or...?
No military.
Okay.
Is he a business person or is he...
I do not see military. This...
Or is he an artist or in the entertainment profession?
I do not see someone in the... I do not see a musician. I do not see someone on television or in movies or on radio. I don't see anyone of that site. It's going to be somebody that, if I could say, works with finance, somebody that has, like a business finance venture and, but has personality to them. I remember I told someone once, you're going to meet an attorney, and she's like, Jill, they're boring. Not all attorneys are boring, you know. Every person has their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll just click.
Cool.
The first time
Johnny, should I be asking anything else?
Hmm?
Johnny, should I be asking anything else with regard to this person?
It's up to you. I mean, as she covered the bases.
It was wonderful speaking with you.
Same
right.
Here. A pleasure.
Okay.
Please let me know, and when you're ready with your site or your book, I'd love to put it on the site, because I think it'll be a fabulous book for everyone else to read.
Oh, thank you. I would appreciate that.
Oh, you mean to put it on her, Jill's site, or
I'm not putting, on my new website, I'm only putting certain things on my site.
Yeah.
I'm only putting a few things. I don't want to cloud it up with a lot of things, and I really think this is going to be something interesting for a lot of my listeners and clients and people all over the world that go to my site that they'll be interested in.
Okay.
It'll be a fabulous book. Like I said, I believe it's going to be a bestseller.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will definitely
when you have it all done, make sure you let me know and I'll post it on the site.
Very
okay.
good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Go to YouTube.
All right.
DT, so you could see the Lifetime special.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
Okay, you'll send me the link later, Johnny.
I will.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Johnny, I'm reading an email that was just sent to me.
Yeah?
And it says, Dear Jill, I think you are fabulous. I love you and always love it when you come to New York City. I think
mm-hmm.
you are beautiful, funny, and have such a sassy style. You totally inspire me.
When are you going to be in Georgia again?
I plan on going to Georgia probably be out there in March.
Really?
Yeah, probably like around March.
Because, just so you know, I mean, you know, it'd be nice to finally meet you in person. Actually,
I would love to meet you in person.
It'd be nice. Actually, it'd be nice to meet both you and your mother in person at the same time, but because that's something that, you know, it's interesting. I've known you and your mom for years, and to me, interesting...
Well, wait, I want to go back, Jonathan, okay? What about all the women that you always asked me about, and I kept telling you no. You didn't want to listen to me, right?
Yes, right.
Right, and look what happened, right?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. You are a beautiful soul. You're an angel in its own. You hear me?
Okay.
And the one thing is that I want you to continue with the radio.
Right.
And I want you to get stronger with the radio. And
okay.
And you should do it. You should have the radio show at least every day if you could.
I want to eventually do that. What I'm going to do is I have, like, guest hosts. I'm going to start having guest hosts for various, subjects. Like, for instance, when I'm going to do romance, I'm going to have DT on as my guest host.
Oh, she's fabulous.
She's
a fabulous human being. She really is.
And I've always asked her to be on, because I think it's good when a woman is there. It adds sort of a certain dimension to things that I can't...
But I definitely don't see military. I don't know who told her military.
Oh, well, the only reason I said that was because she has a little thing for guys in military and men in Iraq. That's the only reason I asked that question.
Yeah, it's not going to be military.
But do you think this radio show is going to be bigger? Or?
The radio show?
Yes.
I love the radio show. I think you're doing a great job.
I mean, I'm not. It's not a job. I'm just doing it
for
fun.
I think you're doing a great job.
But,
you're doing a great job. I didn't say it's a job. Radio isn't a job. Radio is supposed to be fun, you know, and it's supposed to be for your audience to learn things as well and to enjoy and have fun, and they're supposed to not supposed to change the dial because it's supposed to be an interesting atmosphere for everybody. And that's why you have a whole mic out there to reach audiences and they could in everybody's specialties, and that's what you should
right.
do. You try to contact many, many people and try to just get them on the air. You know, on my show, people just, you know, they call in, they ask questions, you know, I had a sex therapist on the show with me. You should get one of those on your show. People would
sex therapist.
Yeah, because
yeah.
On the internet, you could talk about anything. On my show, you have to watch what you have to say because you get
fined.
Oh,
because
Yeah, you could get fined for certain words. But on Sirius and on the internet, you could talk about anything you want. So that's how amazing internet and Sirius radio is.
Your mom does radio, right?
My mom does radio all over the world as well. Yeah,
she
started on the air years and years ago on Bus, Waxy, WNZ, KTU, radio all over. She's had her own show for many years. She also used to have her own TV show. They used to fly her to Canada to do City TV, and she used to walk the streets of Canada and talk to people on the streets.
Oh, the people in Canada are wonderful. They're
yeah,
really
but
nice.
They didn't know who she was. So she would say things to people on the streets, and they're like, "How do you know that? Who are you?" You know, you have to
right.
realize this was back. She started back in the 71, 72, early 70s on radio and TV. And she hasn't stopped.
Is it true that you also have some telekinesis or something?
Yeah, we did. Well, telekinesis, you know what telekinesis is?
Yes, that's when you levitate objects.
Yes, and I had the pleasure to work with a very famous psychic. She was, we used to do Sybil Leek was her name, and we used to do all the TV stations and the newspapers would write articles about us when I was 15, and we split an old antique wood table, and all the TV stations were there filming, and after 5 hours, the old antique oak wood table cracked.
Mm.
Just through our energy. It was amazing.
And you may get split.
But telekinesis also is that you can hold an object and you can tell all about it. You know, that's why people, you know, it's something that, you know, when I do my lectures, everybody, you know, pairs up together as well. And they can hold someone's ring or they can hold someone's, you know.
That's psychometry, though.
No, that's telekinesis as well.
Well, okay.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's you. If you, everyone, like I said, has intuition, and some people are stronger than others, you know. But the more you use it, the stronger you get. Some people have intuition in their dreams, you know.
Who's the most psychic person you've met?
My mother.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
But it's the truth, you know. I can't not say it's the truth. My mom is number one in the world.
But I was going to say, there is a difference between your styles, I will say this. But it's not bad. Like, when I talk to your mom, what your mom will do is she'll talk about how everybody in the whole world relates to you.
I'm sorry?
She'll talk about how everybody in the whole world relates to you, you know?
To me.
Like, she'll say, okay, this person is that. That person, you know, is going to relate to you this. And this is how this person is going to, you know, this is how this person is with you. You don't care. It's just the person you're reading.
Correct.
And you'll sit there and you'll be like, let me ask you about my sister. Who cares? You know? I mean, and Whereas your mom, that's why I've always had a problem with, psychics, like people who rank psychics who say things like, well, this person's number in the world. But, like, when I,
but, you
I
know,
got...
honestly, the truth is, my mom, when growing up, my mom was the one who got thrown out to the John F. Kennedys. We got thrown out back, and that was back in the 60s. Got flown out got flown out to Georgia when all those kids were missing.
I remember that.
And
wherever
she stepped in that
it
house,
ruined Halloween. It really did.
Yeah, and it's wherever my mom stepped in that ice with the police, they found the body. It turned red. And they found the body of a child. And my mom was the one who found all those kids.
I mean, it was just awful.
And then also when I was 17, we got brought out to the Carolinas, and we did television, and we broke 80,000 calls per minute on their telephone lines, and broke three areas, their telephone lines in three area states, and got a letter from the Carolinas telephone carrier to say whenever you come back, you have to let us know the broadcast time, the date, so they could hook up a special device. And my mom was the one who. Because my mom going there, psychics were allowed in the Carolinas.
Yeah. What's interesting I have the book, The Top 100 Psychics in America.
Right.
And you're in it. And what was interesting was the reason I chose you wasn't because of, you know, where you were ranked or what was said in the book. I just looked at you in the book and I thought, well, I get good vibes from her.
You know, a lot of people said that to me. It wasn't what was said. It's what the picture said.
And
the same thing.
I think after a little while, you know, I begin. And I think what I'm trying to get at here is I think that it's one thing to be accurate, but it's another thing to have people listen to you. Because, I mean, if you're going to say something and it's 100% accurate and no one's going to listen to you, it defeats the whole purpose of it being said.
You're absolutely correct.
So it's kind of lying.
You have to realize also you have to love what you do.
Right.
And I love what I do.
And I'm saying I think you score high on both of those points. I think that you're someone who people would listen to. At the same time, you're accurate.
Thank you, because this is my life, and I love what I do, and every person I hold in my hand, like they're my own family, and I would never want any one of them to get hurt. And when a girl says, oh, 2 years, you know, well, you know, if you sit there and tell someone, oh, yesterday, and it doesn't happen, I can't do that. You know, that's what I'm known for. And I would never want anyone to get hurt. So also when I tell someone, oh, that person's not right for you, and they still stay in the relationship, and then they find out the person's either cheating or is married, has been lying, you know, That hurts even worse, you know, and that's when they find out on their own. Yeah, but usually people listen.
When do you mind if I ask how old you are? Or?
No, I don't. I'm 30-something.
Okay, the only reason I ask that is because, I was going to ask
you guys
how you
watch
felt.
Do you guys watch Miami Ink?
No, why?
Do you guys get Miami Ink out there?
I haven't seen it.
I was just on Miami Ink. It's a tattoo show.
Yeah.
And it's a show, now it's LA Ink. And I'm the one, Kat, who was on Miami Ink, her and her husband, the whole show was about her coming to visit Jill Dane.
Yeah.
And I predicted that she was going to have LA Ink. And that was back in December. We filmed it, and then it aired. And they were looking at me like I was crazy, and now she has L.A. Ink.
The only reason I was asking that question is I was wanting to know, like, for instance, how you and your mom felt before certain things happened. Like, for instance, I know the whole story about 9/11. I was supposed to have a reading with you on 9/11. Did you know that?
That's right.
And it didn't happen for obvious reasons. It was like I called you. We scheduled the reading for September 11th, 2001, and I called you up, and apparently you had to go to New York or something because you had predicted it. And I was just wondering, like, did your mom feel anything right before it happened? Did you feel anything right before it happened?
I honestly don't. There are some predictions I don't discuss with my mom. What I predict, you know, I don't discuss, you know, clients with my mother. She has her clients, I have mine, and you know, and there could be people that see my mom and I don't know who sees her, and she doesn't know who sees me, and some of my clients may have seen her. It's all private anyways. But
right.
when I was on MSNBC, and when I walked on, he says, Rick Sanchez says, Jill, so what about Saddam Hussein? Is he dead or is he alive? And I said, he's alive. And he goes, come on, Jill, he's dead. And I said, no, he's alive. They're going to find him in a hole like a turtle right before Christmas. And he goes, come on, Jill. I go, listen, I've known you since I was a little girl. I've been on TV, Channel 7 with you, and this is what I see. I'm not God, but this is what I see. And that was November 2nd, and right before Christmas, they found him in a hole like a turtle.
And what about Osama bin Laden?
I believe that person is, I don't want to say what I said because it's on tape, but I still believe they have him. I don't believe he's out there. And my other prediction, which I will say on your show because I said it on the morning show, I said it 10 years ago, Castro is dead. Castro. He's not alive. And you'll find out that he's not alive. And then another prediction I'll say on your show before I go, because I got to get up early to get on.
That's okay. That's fine.
Is that Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president.
Okay. Okay. Well, it was great to have you on, Jill. It was really great.
Jonathan, I wouldn't come on if I didn't think you were wonderful.
And next time, I want to bring you and your mom on. It'll be Keeping Up with the Dames.
It would be
all
my
right.
honor. I would love
okay.
it.
Okay. Mention it to your mom about you coming on with her, okay? All right.
Okay. And
all right.
you can always come on the show, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
And it's a pleasure, and keep up the great work, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you for having
right.
me.
You too.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.